You're listening to The Leadership Pod, episode 36, Why Disagreeing Makes You Look Like a Leader. Welcome to The Leadership Pod, the go-to podcast for ambitious emerging leaders. I'm Kara Ronan, leadership expert and your guide to help you build your brand, visibility, and influence so you can unlock your leadership potential. Enjoy this episode. Thank you for tuning in again to another episode of The Leadership Pod. So today's episode is all about disagreeing with people. Now, I don't know about you, but this is something I struggle with, or I have struggled with in the past. Especially if I'm with somebody who is more powerful than me, it can be really daunting to disagree with other people. So I figured if I have this problem, or if I had this problem in the past, it's likely that you have it too, or it's something you have had to deal with. So I created today's episode around this topic. Before we get into it though, as I do on a regular basis, I like to keep you updated with the progress of the Leadership Pod. So if you're a regular listener, you will know that I started this podcast back in March 2020. That's when I launched the very first episode of the Leadership Pod. And the success that it's generating, I am absolutely shocked. I'm really surprised and extremely happy about the success of the Leadership Pod. And I want to share that we have reached 4,000 downloads all time, which is amazing. I am really excited to be heading up to the 5,000 downloads, which will probably happen in about a month's time. That's how long I expect it to take. So I will let you know when we do get to the 5,000 downloads. But thank you so much for up until this period, for listening, for downloading, for subscribing. If you've subscribed through Apple Podcasts, thank you so much for just being a part of this podcast. I am happy to bring it to you every week, and I'm really happy to hear that you're enjoying the episodes. Well, let's get into today's episode because we do have a lot to cover. I'm going to talk about two main things for today's episode, and they really revolve around why disagreeing makes you look like a leader. So the first thing I'll talk about is why people find it hard to disagree, why you may find it hard to disagree. And the second thing I'll talk about is why you should get into the habit of disagreeing, especially if you're an emerging leader. And my hope is by the end of this episode that you will overcome barriers that you may have about disagreeing, and you will have a lot more confidence in order to do it. Now, next week, I will be continuing on with this theme about disagreeing. And next week, I'll share in that episode how you can actually disagree, because it's fantastic to know why you should do it, but you also need to know how to do it. And that's what I'll focus on in next week's episode. So definitely come back for that episode if you want to learn the big how. So let's get straight into it. Why do people find it hard to disagree at work? Well, I've thought about this in preparing this episode, and I don't know about you, but whenever I'm with people who are close to me, so my family, my friends, or even my husband, it's easy to disagree with those people. There is no barrier, there is no block that I have to overcome in order to disagree with those people because I know them really well. The problem is not with family and friends, and this probably applies to you too. I think most people feel this way. Family and friends, people close to you, it's not really an issue to disagree with them. The problem is with people who are outside of that close circle, outside of that inner circle. So your work colleagues would be included in that. Your boss would be included in that. These people, you always have up some type of shield, some type of protection shield. I like to call it a shield of professionalism. And that's what protects your reputation and the relationships and your job, ultimately. And this shield, it often leads people to not feeling comfortable disagreeing. It causes people to hold back from disagreeing when they want to or when they need to, because they are worried about damaging the relationship. They are worried about offending that person. They are worried about damaging their reputation by disagreeing. So you might hold back. You don't voice your disagreement. You don't voice your opinions. Now, this is more common with passive communicators, more so than aggressive communicators. There are four styles of communication. There are passive, passive-aggressive, aggressive, and assertive. So those are four styles of communication. Passive people hold back a lot. And because they hold back, they're not visible. They don't build their reputation and don't build their relationships. And they hold back because they have many fears that stop them. It could be one of the fears that I've mentioned already about damaging relationship and offending and damaging their reputation, or it could be something else. Then there are aggressive communicators who share their opinions, who freely disagree. But because they do it aggressively, it often damages relationships. It often alienates them in the workplace. Then there are assertive communicators, and they can also share their opinions and disagree freely and confidently. But in doing that, because they do it in an assertive way, they maintain a positive working relationship with those people. They don't damage the relationship by disagreeing. They don't offend people by disagreeing because they do it in an assertive way. And that's what I'm going to teach you in next week's episode. But assertive communication is definitely what you want to aim for whenever you are trying to speak up in meetings, and definitely when you are trying to disagree with somebody, you definitely want to do it in an assertive way. Now, as you can probably tell from this last minute of the podcast episode, I am a big fan of assertive communication. It's something that I have learned myself in my life. It is something I apply to my business interactions today, and it has drastically changed the way that I live and that I work. I am a huge fan of assertive communication. I've created a course, a video course that runs for about 3 hours, the Assertive Communication Skills Masterclass, because I am such a big fan and I wanted to share these tips and these insights around how to be assertive with other people who need help in that area. So that video course is available on the Udemy platform, and I've had to date over 3,000 students go through that course. 3,000 very happy students. The reviews I get are very positive, a lot of 5-star reviews. So people really learn a lot, and it has helped them immensely in their work interactions and even in their private life with their family and friends, especially if they want to set boundaries, if they need to learn how to say no. And a lot of people have been very happy at discovering the communication style that they use more often, because we go through the four communication styles in that video course. So if you want to check that out, it's available on Udemy. I will put a link in the show notes to this episode, which is a discount link. So that means you don't have to pay full price for the video course. I'm giving you access to it at a discount, and it's a significant discount as well because you are listening to this podcast episode. So if you wanted to look at the course, look at the preview videos, check it out, or purchase it, do it through the link that I give you. So you can get the discount and you don't have to pay full price. Because why would you want to pay full price if you don't have to? But getting off track here, basically, we're talking about fears that stop people from disagreeing. So maybe you can relate to one of the fears that I mentioned already. The thing with fears is that it's the first thing you need to identify. It's the first thing that you need to understand, especially when it comes to assertive communication and disagreeing with people. You need to understand what is the fear that is holding you back. Why don't you disagree with people? Why do you sit in the meeting room with those opinions in your head, with those disagreements and the thoughts in your head, but why don't you voice them? What is the fear that is holding you back there? And this really is the first step to being able to communicate assertively, being able to disagree with people confidently, but also maintaining that positive working relationship that I talked about. So you need to identify what are the fears that hold you back. And I hope that I have convinced you a little bit through this part of the podcast episode as to why you might be finding it hard to disagree at work. And I just want you to think about what I've said so far and think about what are the things that are causing you to find it hard to disagree at work with other people when you need to or when you want to. So moving on to the second part of this episode, and that is why you should disagree. Now, I want to be able to convince you, and I hope that you'll be able to walk away from this podcast episode with a lot of reasons as to why you should disagree the next time you want to or the next time you need to. So as a leader, it is extremely important that you voice your disagreements. You don't keep them to yourself. You don't keep quiet about them. You need to voice your disagreements. There are three reasons why you need to do this. The most important reason is that it makes you look like a leader. So have you ever come across a leader that was 100% agreeable, that agreed with everybody, anything anybody said 100% of the time? Have you ever come across a leader like that? Leaders cannot afford to do this. If they agree with everything 100% of the time, simply to avoid conflict or because they are fearful of disagreeing, then they end up making decisions that aren't in line with their goals or their priorities or the priorities of the team. So as a leader, this is what you need to put first. You need to put your goals or the priorities of your team. You need to put that first. And anything that doesn't come in line with that, well, those are the things that you should be able to disagree with. So a lot of people have the fear that they're going to damage their reputation by disagreeing. And this is what holds a lot of people back from disagreeing. But this is the way that I want you to look at it. So if you have the fear of damaging your reputation, and as a result of that, you don't disagree, you could let your projects go off track. You could agree to things simply because you don't want to disagree. You could agree to things that will take your projects and your goals off track, leading you into a completely different direction, which will in turn damage your reputation because you won't be able to produce the results that other people expect you to produce as a leader. So by not disagreeing because you're fearful of damaging your reputation, you actually effectively damage your reputation in the end, or at least it's possible that you could damage your reputation in the end. Do you see where I'm going with this? So a lot of the fears that you might have, they need to be overcome. You know, leaders, they are not people pleasers. Of course, you have to have a good relationship with your team. You have to have a good rapport with your team members, but you cannot, as a leader, afford to be a people pleaser all of the time. That is not why you have been chosen for that position. You have been chosen for that position because you can drive a team or a project to a specific result. That is why you have been chosen for that leadership position. And you cannot achieve that result that everybody else expects of you if you are there constantly pleasing everybody all the time, because they will take you off track to one point or another. There will be a massive distraction for you as a leader. You need to stay laser focused on your goals and on your path and eliminate anything else that could possibly come in the way from directing you off track. Now, I know because you're listening to this podcast that you are looking to create the presence and the reputation as a leader. This is something that you want. But remember that every time you avoid disagreeing because you're too shy or you're fearful of conflict or you're fearful of offending, you detract from your presence as a leader. And in turn, this can impact your career progression. Now, the second reason you need to disagree is that it makes you appear more honest and authentic because you're saying what is on your mind, because people love leaders who are honest and authentic. We can connect with them better. We feel that we know who they are. And this is something that I want you to achieve as well as a leader. Now, I have done a whole podcast episode on being an authentic leader, not leading with a mask on, not fitting into a leadership mold. It's episode 26 of the Leadership Pod. So definitely check that out if being an authentic leader is something that you are interested in and that you want to achieve. But one of the biggest barriers that I've identified around leading authentically is that when people are passive, when they are too shy, when they're too fearful of speaking their mind. Now, when you do this, people think that you're hiding something. And this is what makes you look inauthentic. They feel that you're hiding something. They don't know what you're thinking. They don't know what you feel about issues because you don't tell them. You just keep quiet in the meetings. You don't disagree when you want to or when you need to. So they think that you're hiding something. And this leads to distrust in a team. It leads to people not trusting you. Especially, this is important in a team when you need to have a close working relationship with other people, and leaders need to have that. You need your team to trust you. You need to build trust with them, and you can't build trust with people if they don't know the real you, if they feel that you're always hiding something. You can't build trust like that. One of the easiest ways that you can overcome this and show your real self is to speak up in meetings, to share your opinions and thoughts, and more importantly, to disagree with people when you need to or when you want to. It helps people to know what you're thinking, where you stand on issues. So if you want to get the reputation of being an honest and authentic leader, then you need to be okay with disagreeing. And the third reason why you should disagree is it helps you become more visible. Now, I've already spoken about the shield of professionalism and fears of damaging your reputation or your relationships, which can lead you to avoid disagreeing with people. But this avoidance to disagree, what it does to your level of visibility in the office or the company or industry is that it makes you invisible. Now, you don't want to be invisible. I know that because you're listening to this podcast episode, or you may be following the YouTube videos that I publish every week. But if you do, you will know that everything I do is to help you grow your visibility and your influence as a leader. So if you're listening to this, then I know that you don't want to be invisible. But holding back on disagreeing, just like holding back on sharing your ideas and or your opinions in meetings, it keeps you invisible. Why? Because people don't know what you think. Your creative, your fantastic ideas, they're not shared. Nobody knows what they are. You let good ideas disappear because you don't voice them. And you possibly let bad ideas stay in conversation because you don't disagree with them. What's hard for a lot of leaders to get used to is the fact that it's their responsibility to highlight problems or potential risks that could come about. So if you let a bad idea go along during a meeting and you don't disagree with it because you're fearful of disagreeing for some reason, you could potentially open up problems for your team or your company down the line. And of course, this is going to drastically impact your reputation as a leader or possibly your job. So it is your responsibility to voice disagreements. If you're a leader, it's your responsibility to do this. Now, when you do voice your disagreements, it helps you become more visible because you stand out in a team or your company as an independent thinker. Leaders, you want to be known for this. You want to be known as an independent thinker. It also helps you get people thinking about issues from a different perspective. And this helps you develop the reputation as somebody with a leadership mindset, as somebody with leadership capability, somebody who thinks like a leader, who doesn't think like everybody else in the room because they are too scared to voice their opinion. So it positions you as a leader who is an independent. Now, I know that disagreeing is uncomfortable. It is. I'm not going to lie to you. When you first start doing it, it will be very uncomfortable, like anything that you're doing for the first time. But the second time you do it, it will be easier. The third time you do it, it will be easier again. And as you get more practice disagreeing over time, it will get a lot easier for you as a leader to be able to do it. And on top of that, other people you work with, they will also learn what your boundaries and what your expectations are. And through you disagreeing when you need to, other people will learn where you stand on issues. You will set those expectations and they will learn how to interact with you, what you think, and where you stand on certain issues. Eventually, disagreeing won't be daunting for you. Now, to help you know how to disagree at work, as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, next week I will be dedicating a whole episode to help you learn how to disagree assertively. So I'll be releasing that next week, and I'll also be doing a YouTube video on that exact same topic. And the aim with that episode will be to help you maintain a positive working relationship with your team. So disagreeing does not damage any relationships, because that is one of the fears that I know holds a lot of people back. So definitely come back next week for that episode to take a listen to that. In the meantime, if you want more content that I produce for you, definitely check out my YouTube channel. I am heading up to 1,000 subscribers on that channel. I am very excited. And definitely check out the LinkedIn videos that I share. So I publish a couple of videos every week on LinkedIn, which will help you again to grow your visibility and your influence. So connect with me on LinkedIn or follow me on LinkedIn. Well, I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. I hope I have convinced you that disagreeing is something that you need to do as a leader. It is not a big deal. And any of the fears that you have that stop you from disagreeing, well, they shouldn't be fears that stop you anymore. So I hope I have convinced you through this episode that disagreeing is okay and it's important for you to do. Now, next week I will be back. I hope you can join me for that episode next week on how to disagree. In the meantime, have a fantastic week and I'll talk to you again next week. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Leadership Pod. Thank you so much for listening. If you did find some useful tips in this episode, then please leave a review on iTunes or on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to share this episode with your colleagues. Remember, they might benefit from these insights too. And I would love to hear from you via my website or social media. You can leave a note at executive-impressions.com or find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram. The links are on my website. Take care and thanks again for listening.